Hello everybody, I just wanted to cover something today that we highlighted in one of our streams quite a while ago, but it's quite an important concept that I've not seen people really talk about when it comes to people being classified by the intelligence services as potential dangers. You'll see in the title there where I called it, Why MI5 Classes You as a Terrorist, under the headline of Cultural Nationalism. You may not have heard of cultural nationalism. It's an older catch-all term that has been adopted by the intelligence services, most notably the UK and New Zealand, Australian intelligence services, and I think is used in the Five Eyes in general, but we only have a couple of references that I'll show you in the document here that I'll be going over quite quickly. As to where this came from, we're not quite sure how this was all formulated. This comes from an official document from the Intelligence and Security Committee of Parliament called Extreme Right Wing Terrorism. And basically everywhere the term cultural nationalism shows up is a bit of a goldmine. I'll go back up to the initial instance here, but it starts off seemingly innocuous enough. MI5 and CTP began using new terminology, separating out the right-wing extremist ideologies that might provide justification for what was then termed right-wing terrorism into three broad categories. The following are MI5 and CTP's definition and categorization of ideologies that potential terrorists might adopt. As with Islamist terrorists, there is no suggestion that all those who hold these views or subscribe to these ideologies have terrorist intent. Bit of a fig leaf there, but as we'll get onto, a lot of this report contradicts itself. They define the term cultural nationalist thus. A cultural nationalism is a belief that Western culture is under threat from mass migration into Europe and from a lack of integration by certain ethnic and cultural groups. Very specific and very mild there. It's picking up on people who have worries about immigration, which is some of the stuff that the Tories have tried to pivot to as a milder alternative to saying they're going to limit immigration in the raw. The ideology tends to focus on the rejection of cultural practices such as the wearing of the burqa or the perceived rise of the use of Sharia law. In the UK, this has been closely associated with anti-Islam groups. Some of the intelligence community documents we've gone over talks about two-way radicalization and basically some of this being a response to the rise of Islamism in the UK. But as we keep going, it gets a bit more concerning. In January 2020, there was a further shift in terminology used by the intelligence and security agencies. The right-wing extremist ideologies brigaded slightly differently into the following categories: white supremacists and white nationalists, cultural nationalists, and identitarians. Notice here that they're classing the people who have concerns not just about immigration but integration as right-wing extremists and cultural nationalism, as defined up there in those very mild terms, as somebody who is subscribing to right-wing extremist ideology. They talk about the importance of terminology and separating these things out. And I believe it references simply an MI5 strategic intelligence group paper in January 2020. The review considered that the terminology should be changed, recommending that extreme right-wing terrorism should be used as the umbrella term covering the various sub-ideologies identified by JTAC as cultural nationalism, white supremacy. Again, cultural nationalism being used in this extreme right-wing context. There would, however, be no changes to the way the threat would be evaluated. MI5 and CTP would still be looking at the same group of subjects of interest when we questioned why we changed. It felt necessary, the Home Office explained. In addition to extreme as a prefix for right-wing terrorism, makes it clear that mainstream political views are not what operational organizations are interested in. Of all the prefixes the counterterrorism community assessed, extreme has the clearest negative connotations and best describes the activity in question. The issue we have is that cultural nationalism is rolled up into this as the edge of what is right-wing extremism. So they're saying that these are not mainstream political views, and that operational interest is not in mainstream political views. But if you look at this definition again, it's quite simply the idea that culture in the West in general is under threat from the lack of integration of immigrants. And if somebody believes that, they can be put under this umbrella and put under observation in some cases. And it does keep getting worse. When we talk about cultural nationalist groups, specifically, they say, JTAC has defined cultural nationalism as, and then it goes through the definition again. MI5 notes that although cultural nationalism is the least explicitly violent of these three ideologies, we assess the inspired threat from cultural nationalist ideologies may be further reaching than white supremacist or white nationalist ideologies, owing to the mainstreaming of many of the cultural nationalist principles into conventional media reporting. So they are once again contradicting themselves here by saying that this is mainstream belief that they are classing as extreme right-wing terrorism. They deliberately use that term to make it sound beyond the pale, then fold in people with this belief system who many of you would consider to the left of you in some cases. White supremacists or white nationalist ideologies owing to the mainstreaming, yes. The increases of the prospective audience of cultural nationalist grievances and the agendas to a far greater number than those of white supremacists and white nationalist ideologies who are largely restricted to the online space. The Director General of MI5 explained the pervasiveness of cultural nationalism across the extreme right-wing terrorist spectrum, noting that there have been a number of examples of self-initiated terrorist attacks linked to cultural nationalist narratives. If it were the case, that for the sake of argument, the white supremacist strand of this consistently was the most dangerous, but if you look at the particular instances where right-wing extremists have mounted attacks in this country, they mentioned Joe Cox and Darren Osborne, very, very small incidences involving a single individual, and then Vincent Fuller, the man who stabbed the Bulgarian individual in 2019. In no case was any of those three assailants a confirmed white supremacist individual. They were, if you will, cultural nationalists, each with very strong anti-Islam sentiment in their makeup. And so it is difficult because the violence is not distributed in the same way that the sort of extremity of some of the ideological views is distributed. So this operational paper goes on to say that despite being a mainstream set of beliefs in the UK, that cultural nationalism presents one of the highest dangers of self-initiated attacks because of these very small instances peppered over a number of years that involved people with largely different grievances or people who may have simply been mentally ill. Although in some cases it seems that there was involvement from others, but a lot of this stuff has been swept under the rug because the investigations have never come to satisfactory conclusions, hence why we get this word soup. Again, the cultural nationalist phrase is used throughout this document, and it is used in the kind of in the context of right-wing extremism, specifically, as they mentioned further up. This goes on to affect reporting. Cultural nationalism is mentioned in an article here from The Guardian. It's only really mentioned, though, in this context as part of the far right, when MI5 is being referenced directly. It's a big part of the intelligence community to have their own words, have their own terms, have their own acronyms, as you see in that document. But really, this is the crux of how MI5 is using normal patterns of belief in the UK that are somewhat passe to some people who are online, who've studied literature kind of a bit more deeply. You know, people who read things like Spengler certainly wouldn't be described as the somewhat UKIP-ish individuals here that are being picked out as terrorists. Again, that was part of our War on Terrorism Comes Home stream, if you want to watch the original. But I wanted to give a quick explainer about how this is used and how a lot of the documentation around prevent, contest, and all of the counterterrorism stuff has effectively been poisoned against you as an individual, because it's very likely if you watch this channel or any of the related channels or a lot of specifically mild and more mainstream channels, you subscribe to a set of views that MI5 defines as characterizing extreme right-wing terrorism. And people should be cognizant of the behind-the-scenes literature that MI5 and other security agencies are producing, because it does not have a particularly large amount of oversight to it. And most of it is very egregious in how it labels people and how it labels you as a potential terrorist threat. Anyway, I'll thank you guys for watching. I'll hopefully do a few more of these. I usually do Substack uploads on a Tuesday and stream clips on a Friday. This isn't a streamed clip because I wanted to explain this in isolation, but it's something I want to bring to people's attention and use this as a reference guide. I'll have the report itself linked in the description, as well as the full stream if you want to watch all of the stuff we picked out of this, because this is just the tip of the iceberg. Anyway, thank you guys for watching. You have yourselves a good evening, and I'll see you on the next one.